Blog Talk Radio.
CBA aristocrat, pulling rabbits from his hat. Oh, well, I didn't know it worked like that. Sounds great until you do the math. And now people waking up, poking heads out of their stuff. What an expensive turtle shell. It's probably just as well, because I don't want to be the machine powered by the American dream. Now the people want the truth, but the truth, it can't be found. Well, it's just an artifact, and it's buried in the ground. And I know I'm to blame, let's call it by a true name. Well, I never held a gun, but I gave it to your son. And I watched as it lulled him to sleep with the hypnotic hum of the machine.
Been the American dream. You may have a different one. Welcome to the Legacy Forum tonight. This is Robin and Harry Shivery. You probably hear us both smiling tonight. We are so incredibly happy to be with you guys tonight. We come to you, we give our best to make this world a better place through the Legacy Forum. You can call us by dialing 347-677-0699. Again, that's 347-677-0699. You can find us on the internet by going to blogtalkradio.com. Tonight, we're coming to you straight from Fort Collins, Colorado. Those of you that know us know why we're happy to be here. I got to hug my baby girl today for the first time since January. So happy about that. Now we have our things to know from Harry. So hold on. You never know where he's going to go.
Oh, my God. I am so pumped. All the way from St. Louis to Fort Collins, Colorado. It's an incredible journey. We've got exciting news. We've had to change almost our entire format of the show tonight because of what we have learned. But for those of you who are used to this segment of the show and like this segment of the show, as I do, things to know. Know this. All the platinum ever mined would fit into the acreage size.
Mm-hmm.
Living room. The average size living room, not an acre, not 10 acres, but all the platinum ever mined would fit into the average size living room. Know this. Vanilla is the most erotic smell for older men. I guess that proves I'm old. Anyway,
so
know this.
So does that mean it's erotic for old men to smell like vanilla?
I don't know. I'm just saying one of those things I think people should know. It's a fact. Vanilla is the most erotic smell for older men. So if you're trying to attract an old man, you better smell like vanilla. Know this. Approximately one-third of the population cannot snap their fingers. Know this. Ducks will only lay eggs in the morning. Know this. Red states are known for imposing lower taxes than blue states. They're able to do so because they are more dependent on federal spending. There was approximately 34.4% correlation between the state's federal dependency and its tax rates, meaning the more dependent a state is on for the federal government, the less likely it is to charge high tax rates. Believe their talk or review the facts. Conservative states have an average dependency ranking of 33.5, while liberal states have an average dependency ranking of 19.2. You know, conservative states talk about states' rights, but they want everybody else to pay for it. Well, baby, let me tell you something. My work for the week is done. I hope I've earned my rent, and I'll shift it back to you because we're changing the format tonight. We're going to talk about something that's exciting. I want to bring out my Southern Baptist preacher talking voice because I think I've been healed. I put my hands on the radio, so take it away,
hey,
Robin.
Hey, I think you spent way too much time in Tulsa. Way too much time in Tulsa. I saw why you were able to develop such a great Southern Baptist speaking voice while we were there. Every station you turn on the radio or the TV, you got a dose of it. So, yeah, I'm sure that's why you've polished up on it. As we've already said, we're so excited tonight. We spent an amazing 3 days in St. Louis with our Nerium family. And even right now, just starting to share that, I get a lump in my throat. I have been excited. We started this Legacy Forum back in October last year. And not long after that, we became brand partners with an amazing company, Nerium International. We had no idea at that time where it was going to lead. We just knew the before and after pictures were impressive. And so we got involved in the business. But at that time, we purposed that we would not turn the Legacy Forum into a Nerium commercial. That's not our point tonight, guys. Our point tonight is share and have other callers call in and share some of the things that made them happy, turned them on, got them excited, and helped them grow this weekend as it did us. We spent, as I said, 3 days in St. Louis, not just learning about our company, not just learning about our products, which is amazing. Our products are amazing. Our company is amazing. But Jeff Olson, our CEO, his desire is for the brand partners of Nerium to be happy. You must first be happy before you can become successful, not the other way around, as so many people have believed, have been taught to believe. There were a lot of reality checks this weekend. We got to know some people from other states, other countries, and we shared an experience. We were in the Edward Jones Dome, and in case you don't know, that is where Sam Bradford is the quarterback for the St. Louis Rams. Just thought I'd throw that in there. We were in the Edward Jones Dome with 15,000 other brand partners from Nerium. And Friday night, shortly before we were finished, certain people in the audience began receiving text messages sent out from our company letting us know that there was a gas leak in the building. And at that time, we began to exit the building. You saw people just begin trickling out while this one poor lady was singing. She had no idea what was going on. And it was one of the most orderly evacuations you can imagine when you're thinking we had 15,000 people in that dome. People were helping one another. And you know what? That's a beautiful picture of Nerium, people that are involved in the business that we now truly consider members of our Nerium family, our friends. The theme of the conference was dream, believe, and achieve. And we have a caller on the line now I'd like to bring on and see what her experience was at the convention. I don't want to continue to rattle on. We can get back to some things that I want to tell you about. But while we have this caller on the line, let's see if we can bring, I believe this is Trisha on. Trisha, are you there? Hello? If you're listening and you do want to talk, press 1 and I can pick up on your call. I think I have her now. Trisha, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Beautiful.
Can you hear me?
Thank you for calling. Yeah, sure can. Thank you for calling tonight and joining the Legacy Forum. Were you at St. Louis with us this weekend, Trisha? Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I am, as I mentioned to Trisha earlier when we were talking right before the show came on, it seems like every time, as you know, we're traveling the country promoting Nerium, and we have our Legacy Forum radio show every Monday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And as we travel, we're having to adjust that, and every RV park has different types of internet, and we're experiencing all kind of fun just getting all our technical difficulties worked out. So thank you for bearing with us. And if you can hear us now, just tell us a little bit about yourself and what this weekend meant to you, Trisha, what you took away from St. Louis.
Okay, well, hi, you can hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right, so my name is Trisha, and I live in Excelsior, Minnesota. I've been with Nerium for coming up on 2 years, and for me, when I went to St. Louis, it was kind of like a place for me where I was like, okay, I'm ready to do this, and I really want to see what I can get out of the emotion, the culture, and everything that goes along with Nerium. And you know, like you had said, I mean, it's a big family, and it's a culture of people that is all they really want to do is make people better. And for me, in my life, I've had a lot of struggles and a lot of loss. And, you know, when I first got into Nerium, it was, it had a lot to do with kind of self-recognition, looking at yourself, building up who you are as a person. And Nerium allowed me to do that and opened up some doors for me that I had never really gone through. And so when I did that, I really had to work on myself to be a better person for me and to be a better mother and a better wife and mostly just for who I am as a person. And, you know, going into Nerium really opened up that for me. And so going into St. Louis, I was like, okay, I'm just going to go in it with an open mind and an open heart. And, you know, being surrounded by 15,000 people who all share the same beliefs and, you know, want to keep the faith and believe and trust in who they are as people and, you know, build lasting relationships. And that's exactly what it is. And when I went into that culture this weekend, it's amazing what you see when you walk in and you see everybody happy and everybody smiling and what a gift that is for me and for everybody, I think, that was there to know that you're surrounded by all these people that, first of all, believe in the culture of happiness and wanting to make everybody better and changing the world collectively, one person at a time, by believing what it is that you're doing. And, you know, besides the product being good, it's the company that really surrounds all of us, I think, in what we want to do with our lives. And so for me, I just, you know, I went in and I listened and I learned. And Jeff Olson is an amazing man with so much knowledge and somebody who really wants to make everybody better. And with the knowledge that he has behind him, the book, The Fly Edge, which is amazing to be able to have tools like that to incorporate into your life to make us and help us think differently and accomplish the dreams and the goals that we want for our lives and, you know, making a better world and making a better life for the people that I surround myself by. And I'm very grateful to be a part of it.
Well, you mentioned The Slight Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that book just an easy to read book that gives you such simple ideas on ways that you can change your life?
I know it is. And, you know, I think that book is something that they should require as a read, I think, in high school for everyone, because it really puts into perspective a way of life and a way to accomplish the things that you want to in a very simple way. You know, doing little things over and over every day. I mean, you don't think about how simple it is until you incorporate it into your life and see it in writing.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned it should be required reading in high school. Our daughter wasn't required to read it in high school, but when she came to Fort Collins to attend CSU, it was one of the recommended books on her reading list. And that was pretty exciting because we were just getting involved with Nerium, and that, I guess, gave even more credibility to not only Jeff Olson, but to the business, as if he needed much more credibility. Harry was in love with Jeff Olson and his business philosophies and what have you. And then when we saw before and after pictures, that's all it took for us to join the company. And just received one affirmation after another this weekend. And I didn't tell our listeners, but we were sitting in a restaurant. We were, I don't know, what were we, 30 minutes, hour outside of St. Louis, and we were sitting in a restaurant waiting for our meal, and these full of energy people bounded in, and the next thing we knew, we noticed they were wearing Nerium apparel, Live Happy shirts, and it was you and the people that you were with, and we just instantly bonded as if we were old friends. We hadn't met each other in St. Louis, and we felt like we were old friends. So that's one of the things Nerium can do for you. It can put people in your life. You know, when you look around, you are the sum of the five people that you hang around the most. You're the average of those five people. And if I had to pick five people, I think I'd like to pick them out of that group that we were around this weekend, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I totally agree with that. And, you know, even just, you know, now building a team and, you know, meeting new people and the people that decide to be a part of NERIUM, they're all different. And they're people that I would probably never have known if I would never have been a part of this company. And now some of those people are the best friends that I could have ever asked for. And, you know, they're true friends. They're real people. And they're real people that are trying to live a happy, better life. And, you know, the financial freedom that comes along with it is just a bonus. I mean, everything else, it's all about what you are as a person and how you live your life. And I think you're right. You surround yourself, the five people that you put in your life are who you are. And that changes, I think, as we grow and as we age, you know, you kind of change the surroundings that you have. And with NERIUM, it's just everywhere you look, it's more than five people. Now I can, you know, consider myself a part of a family that's, you know, 15,000 people over this weekend, and they were all happy. And anybody that you talked to would have, you know, you would have felt like you've known them forever, because it is the culture, and it's about living that way every day and being kind to other people and being kind to yourself. And it's, you know, it's amazing to be a part of this.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, as we heard over and over this weekend, as NERIUM brand partners, we don't compete. We complete. We do not compete mm-hmm. with each other. We complete each other. And that was so perfectly witnessed when y'all came into the restaurant. As we began to talk, the people behind us and the booth behind us, what's going on? You know, we piqued their interest, and since we were there first, y'all so kindly said, "Hey, let them tell you." They were here first, and we were like, "No," because the way it was, the lady and I would have had to broken our necks to turn around and speak with each other. And I think it was your husband.
Just a friend. Nope.
Okay. I just assumed that. We never discussed that, but the gentleman you were with, he had a chance to talk to them, and we didn't care. You know, I hope
right.
it turns into a beautiful, wonderful brand partner for you guys or for him or however that works out. But it was such a wonderful spirit of sharing. And, yes, mm-hmm. We can't express that enough to our listeners. And if you're looking for somewhere to feel safe and secure and to belong and, you know, by the way, get prettier, lose wrinkles, and the appearance of cellulite, which we're going to talk about later, hey, this is the place for you, right?
Right. And, you know, I mean, you think about, you know, I've never done any direct marketing or relationship marketing. This is my first run with it. And, in the past, I always told myself, like, no way. I'd been approached, and I'd be like, no, just because of the stigma of what this business is. And, right. you know, I had no idea going into this that this was what it was going to be. And now that I've been in it for a while, I hear other people talk about other companies that they've been involved with, and now they're with NERIUM, and it's a totally different, it's a different culture, and NERIUM is going to change the name of relationship marketing for everybody, and that is a beautiful thing for me to be a part of. I mean, this is going to change history, and there's going to be, you know, a financial freedom for so many people if you want it, you know, full-time, part-time, no time, you know, just being a part of it is a gift in itself.
Well, I think that when you walked in the restaurant, the spirit, the energy of your group of people that walked in is what is contagious. And one thing the traditional businesses don't offer is that camaraderie, the commonality. When Jeff was thinking about it, it's not about the money. It's not. It's really not. Because if, in fact, he can get a group of people that are happy first, success will follow. Success doesn't come, then happiness comes. You've got to be happy first. You've got to be on a mission first. And I'll tell you, the thing that impressed me the most, and, you know, when we started Legacy Forum, long before NERIUM, we did not, and then when Robin got involved in NERIUM, we're being very careful, and next week it won't be about NERIUM, but we wanted to share with the people that are our listeners, and here's the biggest reason. It's not about making money. It's not about being prettier. What it is about is people with a common purpose coming together to complete each other. And where that came to fruition, you know, talk is cheap. A lot of companies will tell you that. But when they evacuated, when they told us to leave, or when the text messages came, and 15,000 people left that stadium, and no one was hurt, No one was pushed. No one was trampled. I saw people allowing other people to go ahead of them. I saw people who were, you know, in wheelchairs or elderly. They were allowed to go first. That is the kind of people that will change the face of this nation, that will change the face of business, because when we come together and we're more concerned about one another than our own safety, that speaks louder than any money and any beauty that they can promise. That is the biggest reason we said we're going to talk about it on the show. We wanted that spirit to come out because that's what our countries need. Our country needs that. We are not competing against one another. We do complete one another.
Right. Well, and too, you know, like when you talk about how the money isn't, you know, do we all want to make money? Of course we do. You know, it's just we have to live, and, you know, live comfortably is a nice thing. And you see people that are up on stage and they're, you know, their accomplishments, and they've, you know, done so well, and they've gone real fast or real slow or whatever. Either way, they're up on the stage being recognized for that. And it's all about, it's not being up on the stage, it's the journey that you go through to get there. And however long it takes, it doesn't really matter, because the journey is what it's all about, and that's what makes us better people.
Absolutely. I forgot which speaker said it. You know, money doesn't buy happiness, but neither does poverty. And we like that. You know, making money, once you get the system down, making money is relatively easy. Being happy is the key. You know, being mm-hmm. having a positive self-worth. And combined, there's no way that I can really believe that with that many people helping one another, that you can't be successful. Because, you know, like I said, making money is not that difficult. Keeping money is difficult. Keeping friends is difficult. Being happy is difficult. But the vehicle that Miriam provides will provide the wealth. So
right.
If people get happy, just follow the system, and I got it. You can get it made. I just, you know, the thing that impressed me was the quality of people. You guys came bounding in that restaurant, and it was impressive because everybody in that restaurant could feel your energy. You guys were happy above anything else. They can say they want money, but most people really don't want money in as much as they want to live a happy life. And
right.
That is something that is tremendous. So we, you know, I want people to share that message no matter where you go. I want Miriam people to use each other's talents as we grow and develop, and I think this is a tremendous field to do so.
Yep, I agree. I think it's all about, you know, everybody's helping each other, and that's what's great about this company is that everybody wants to see everybody succeed, and we all know that in order to be successful, we have to be happy first. And, you know, a lot of times you hear, if only I had that new car, I'll be happy, or if I only make this amount of money, I'll be happy, or if, you know, this, you know, whatever example that you want to use, and it all comes back to, if you're not happy first, you're not going to achieve any of those other things that you want, or if you do, they're not going to mean what they should.
Absolutely, I agree with that, and here's one thing we're going to do. First of all, I want everybody that's listening that hasn't listened before, you can download this program by going to Blog Talk Radio Legacy Forum, and you can download it, you know, on your MP3s or whatever, and you can play it, so you can listen to this later. Now, what I want to do now is, how does someone want to get a hold of you, and so you can tell your story to them? If someone listening tonight wants to get a hold of you directly and say, hey, I relate to her, I connect with her, I want to know more about her, how can they get a hold of you?
You could send me an email.
Go ahead.
It's Tricia Mills, MN. So it's TRICIAMILLSMN@gmail.com.
All right. So for those listening, if you want to get involved with Miriam, with Tricia, or you just want to talk to her, or you want to learn her story, or you want her to be your mentor, get a hold of her. Now, what was that email address again? One more time for us slow people. Some of us were born in Oklahoma, and you have to be repeating things twice, and that's where I was born. So tell me again.
Okay, so it's TriciaMillsMN@gmail.com, and it's TRICIAMILLSMN@gmail.com.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You have a tremendous story, and, you know, like I said earlier, the restaurant, you just were beaming with excitement, and I can't imagine anybody not wanting to get to know you.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, and it was great to meet both of you. It was just, it kind of made my weekend. It topped it off like the cherry on top, so I appreciate that.
Well, Tricia, we do appreciate you calling in, taking that time. I know you're tired getting in from the long weekend, but if you're like us, you're riding on cloud nine. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. And anytime you want to call back into the Legacy Forum, update us on your Nerium business and what you've got going on. It seemed like this weekend, I don't know if you were like me, but my eyes stayed full of tears listening to the stories, the people sharing. Mm-hmm. And if you want to come back anytime, we'd love to hear from you.
All right. Thanks again, Robin.
All right. Wish you the best.
Thanks.
Any other callers that are listening that would like to chime in and tell your questions or to tell your story, see quite a few people listening in, just press 1 on your phone, and that way I'll know to pick up on your line. Before we move into our next segment, I do want to tell you a little bit about the Nerium products. You hear us, you know we're happy, you know we love our Nerium family and the business, but their products are amazing. When we first joined Nerium, we only had two products. The company started with a night cream, and then later they added a day cream. Those two products we fell in love with. You use them on your face, your neck, and your chest, and the backs of your hands. Well, this weekend they unveiled a new product, and it's Nerium Firm. Any of you that have the appearance of cellulite on your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your arms, wherever, you will want to check out Nerium Firm. So give us a call. Go to our website at www.legacylook.arealbreakthrough.com and check it out. It's going to be part of the Nerium, or it is part of the Nerium family of products. So I can almost guarantee you, you're going to love it. We have not even gotten to put our hands on it yet. We've ordered ours. We're looking anxiously forward to it arriving. So, you know, bikini time's just around the corner. You might want to try your Nerium Firm. And also, if you happen to be listening from Canada on the internet tonight, you'll be happy to know that Nerium will be opening up its availability for brand partners and preferred customers to order our products April 21st. The actual product, due to international regulations and what have you, actually has a different name. It's Optimera, and there's a day cream and a night cream, and we're excited to tell you about that. So welcome to our Canadian friends and new brand partners and customers. We met a couple this weekend, Cheryl and Trish, and one more the night of the white party whose name is escaping me. My apologies. So much information to retain this weekend. But I do know, I do remember her pretty face. She had beautiful red hair. And when we said, how are you doing? She said, if I was any better, I'd be the Queen of England. That's the kind of people that you're surrounded with if you become a part of Nerium. So we're going to move on into our next segment on business, politics, and the economy. You know who's going to come to you with that information. Harry, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, you know, we've all heard it takes money to make money, but, you know, I've always said that's hogwash. But, you know, but to some degree it may be true. However, there are things far more important than money. There are many successful entrepreneurs that started with little or no money, and I'm probably one of them. But that, you know, what they had and what I had, you must invest time. That's what you have. You must invest time in an enterprise that brings value to the marketplace with the hope of making a profit. Your time must not be wasted, because properly invested time, man, that's worth a fortune. Most successful entrepreneurs act in desperation. They have to make it work. You work at whatever you can get, you know, make it possible. When you get hungry, you'll take anything. You go to work somewhere. It doesn't matter where. Desperation can be a powerful incentive when you say, I must. Successful entrepreneurs act with determination. determination says I must and I will. Successful entrepreneurs have courage. They act regardless of the odds against them. If they only got $1, and I'll speak with anybody, if you only got $1 and you got courage, you're ahead of you. You can build a tremendous fortune with only $1 and a lot of courage. Courage in spite of, not because of, but in spite of circumstances, success requires courage. Success requires ambition. As Les Brown would say, you gotta be hungry. You do. Successful people have faith in their abilities to overcome obstacles. They put their heart and their soul into accomplishing their dreams because they have faith. And money. Money cannot purchase dreams. Money cannot purchase faith. Money cannot purchase your heart or your soul or your determination. Successful entrepreneurs have a personality that projects a charm and a sophistication that is developed to keep them focused on their success. They're not side-railed. They focus on their success. Money is good, and it helps. I've been rich and I've been poor, and rich is a lot better, and money's great. But time, desperation, determination, courage, ambition, and faith with a positive personality are far more important than money. Capital is not all about money. Although many Americans think it is, capital is not about money. It's about you. And this weekend we heard something. And as a guy who spent 30 years in the ring competing all over this country, I can tell you it's one of the truest statements this weekend was, all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. And that's true. In the ring, when I competed, if I had 20 seconds of insane courage, I could defeat almost any opponent. And that's what you got to have in business, 20 seconds of insane courage.
That was a spectacular line. I think that there'll be times in my future that I'll call upon that whenever, as we talked about, there's people that's on your chicken list, people you're a little bit afraid to talk to about Nerium or whatever business you happen to be in, but maybe you think it'll be something that would enhance their life and you may be afraid to approach them. Just 20 seconds of courage. Just 20 seconds of courage. I do have someone else on the line that was in St. Louis with us this weekend, and I'm interested to hear from this caller. Valencia, is that your beautiful face on hold?
Can you hear me, Robin?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now, girl. You have, and TJ have gone through some great hurdles to make it to St. Louis, and it sounds like the fun continues since you've been home. So thank you for taking your time to give us a call and to talk with us tonight about what you experienced this weekend. What did you take away from St. Louis, Valencia?
Well, Robin, we probably have to have a whole nother show for me to tell you everything that we took away from this past weekend. But I will tell you, I'm going to try to give it to you short, sweet. You know, I believed in Nerium the minute Harry told me about Nerium and just the basics of what it was all about in the core of Jeff Olson. Leading the team did it for me. The great book, The Slight Edge, and all those principles are really what's, I'm sure a lot of people have read it, but he's just an amazing leader, and he's really helped so many people develop, and so glad to be on board just for that alone, that personal development, and that is really throughout all of the materials and the tools. And, you know, for me, they're constantly working on the tools. They're trying to improve them. So we have even new internet marketing that's going to be helping us as brand partners to be successful with our business. They're giving us more products to sell that are great products that come from real science. That they're making sure it's right before it even comes to us to sell into the marketplace and to give to our consumers. And the most important thing, you know, the big takeaway is, you know, it's all about really how we help everybody be the best they can be from the inside out. And
right.
So I've heard that so many times this weekend, and it really just resonated with me. The culture for me is the other big thing. And I will definitely echo one thing Harry said earlier. People look to go work and be in an environment where they're with people that are like themselves. So if you want to be successful, if you're happy, then that's the kind of people you want to be around. It's with people that like to give back, that like to do all of those things and to help others. And this is definitely the company to be in and with. And have your own independent success as well as build a team, which is even more exciting for me because I love developing and helping others. But just, like I said, so much, and unfortunately I didn't get to take all my thoughts and organize it really well for you, but just throwing that out to you, I mean, it was just simply amazing. And it wasn't necessarily all the rah-rah. It's like you said, there was a lot of stories. And trust me, I was tearing up with you on a lot of them because it really resonated with me. It made me realize, you know, that some of the things that I've been doing, you know, I'm overcoming. And it's because I'm thinking a different way. And Miriam's having such a great impact on my personal self-esteem and confidence and what I can do on the inside and developing me and really then taking that and helping others. That's my big takeaway. I want to make everybody beautiful from the inside out.
Well, let's see. I'll have to do it twice because, like I said, I am from Oklahoma, so I'm slower. I'm, you know, if you fly over Oklahoma, you got to set your clock's back 10 years. But how can someone get a hold of you if they want to contact you?
Well, they can contact me via cell phone. I'll throw my cell phone number out there, 770-354-4655, or you can go to valencia18@icloud.com, and that's valencia18@icloud.com, and that's V as in Victor.
V as in Victor. Let me explain to the audience really, really quickly, too, because there are a lot of people that made excuses or make excuses for not showing up. It doesn't have to be with NARIM. It could be any organization. But people are always making excuses. I can't do this. I can't do that. But you won't brag on yourself, but I will. You have some difficulty walking right now, and you're facing a major surgery, and you left your nice, soft, comfortable home in Jacksonville, Florida, flew to St. Louis, barely able to walk. Most of the time, you were in a scooter. That when I looked around the auditorium, I could see you sitting there in your scooter. So you made a special effort. You were in intense pain. You just had surgery. You could barely walk, but you were able to attend. That speaks volume. So for those that want a courageous leader, that want to learn from somebody who knows how to overcome obstacles, again, tell me, how can I get a hold of you?
My phone number is 770-354-4655 or Valencia, V-A-L-E-N-C-I-A, 18@icloud.com.
I think that's tremendous. I think, you know, it amazes me. You know, look around the auditorium, you can see all the different kinds of people. I mean, you were talking about young people, old people like me, good-looking people, and then average people like me. I mean, it just amazes me. What was the thing that stuck out the most of you, that your biggest? There was a lot of them, but can you give us your biggest takeaway of the weekend?
Well, I mean, I think I'd honestly just go back to what we give to each other. I think it's better to give than to receive, and I think that we're a company about giving on all levels.
I think that's true because on the International Day of Happiness, for our listeners out there, Jeff Olson spoke at the UN about, you know, he's one of the big I won't say he's a founder because I don't know that for sure, but he's one of the big promoters behind the International Day of Happiness. He spoke at the UN, and he asked everybody in NARIM to do something on that day. Do not promote Monerium. Just go out and do something that generated happiness. I know Robin dedicated her day to teaching free yoga lessons, so she gave a yoga seminar for free. Never mentioned a word about Monerium. So, you know, that you're exactly right. When you build a company that is all about giving, you can be, people are amazed at what you can get back in return. So, you know, it was a pleasure for us to see you there. I mean, it really, really was one of 15,000 people. And how did, were you caught in that melee evacuation, or did you leave just a little early before then?
Yeah, I wasn't. I was out. I was lucky.
Okay. Well, for those listening, Valencia was in a lot of pain over the weekend, but she was there. And so I ask all of you, what were you doing this weekend? I know Valencia was in St. Louis, left her warm, beautiful home in Jacksonville, Florida, flew up to St. Louis to improve her life. And I ask our listeners, and what were you doing to improve your life? So, Valencia, thank you for joining us this evening. Robin, I'm going to kick it back to you. I think Robin is talking to somebody on the other line, I think, at this point in time.
No, I'm here just waiting for you to quit talking. That's all, just waiting for you to quit talking. Sometimes that takes a while. Valencia, I do want to thank you for calling in. You never know what spot Harry's going to put you on or what he's going to ask you. Thanks for playing along with us. Thank you for calling in.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling and sharing your heart. And I wish you the best with that challenge you have that you're facing right now. Luggage and airlines can be quite an interesting situation. So, girl, you take care of that. And thank you for taking your time to call in and share with us tonight.
Absolutely, you got it. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Well, you heard it from me, you heard it from Valencia, and you heard it from Tricia, the book, The Slight Edge. One thing I do want to say that's a common theme throughout the book is that there are simple things that you can do daily or you cannot do daily. And the phrase is easy to do, easy not to do. If you don't brush your teeth one day, that's okay. Nobody will really know unless you get right in their face and start talking to them. It's easy to do. Takes 2 minutes. Easy not to do. But I bet you if about a week goes by and you don't brush those fangs, somebody's going to notice. You're going to start losing friends. People's going to start staying a lot further away from you when you talk to them. That's a very simple illustration, but that is something that resonated with me from that book. There are things that are easy to do. Do those things daily. If you learn to master the mundane, as Jeff says, you will improve your life. It's a given. It's not a maybe. But equally true, if you don't do those things, the first day you don't do it, it's okay. Maybe even the second or third. It depends on what it is before it really begins. But I can assure you that you have begun that downhill slide. It's a simple, simple truth. So many believe to really change your life, it's going to require complex training, complex schooling, going to college or what have you. But that's not necessarily true. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish, where you're trying to go. So first you have to make that decision and then start doing those things that are easy to do, but yet easy not to do. And you'll see a change in your life. I know I have. I know I have. In just the few short months that we've been involved with Monerium, the way I look at others, the way I look at myself, has certainly changed. When I look back, a lot of it began also when I began to take yoga. And you know, every week I have a section. We call it yoga wisdom. This week, not a lot to say there, except for the fact that I am grateful for learning some yogic breathing techniques. They came in handy just yesterday as we were leaving St. Louis, as well as this morning. As many of you know, Harry does have some health challenges, and I try to help out on the trips as much as possible with the driving. But since he's from Oklahoma and he's used to a little bit of icy condition driving, he did take the wheel for one segment of our trip. And before we actually hit ice and snow, we hit a rainstorm right outside of St. Louis. And for a brief few seconds, our visibility was zero. And had I not had a little bit of yogic philosophy in the back of my brain to help me just slowly breathe and stay calm, I would have had a come apart moment. And then later down the road, after a little rest stop, we got up and we began to come on toward Fort Collins, and there had been ice and snow. And up ahead of us on our way, we saw quite a few trucks, semi tractor trailers in the median, professional truck drivers that can't keep it between the lines when they hit those icy patches. And unfortunately, we also saw another RV. Very sobering. So I did just want to express gratitude for being given that opportunity to come through on the other side safe and sound and make it to Fort Collins. Hats off to you, Harry. You drove that truck like a champ, and I'm grateful for it. But you can apply the things you learn. Take some time, folks. Take some time. I was so guilty of this before we got involved with Nerium. I didn't think I knew everything, but I thought I was okay. I didn't read self-improvement books. I just had gotten out of the habit of reading, period. So just 10 pages a day, 10 pages a day of a good self-improvement book. Start to apply those little nuggets, those little truths you come across, and your life will be better for it. Speaking of self-development, Harry, you're up.
I will tell you, I appreciate that. One of the things that I really appreciated is that, you know, even though with my health issues the way they are, we didn't stop. You allowed me that short, brief time that I could drive because I have experience driving that area. Because if we would have stopped, who knows what would have happened to us because of the ice was kind of bad. But something I learned this week in an old story that I really, really, really enjoyed, and I forgot who said it. It really made me feel good. You know, a lot of people want to be successful. A lot of people, you know, they're waiting for their ship to come in, even though it's maybe a little skipper boat or something. But a lot of people say they want success. And there was a story that I really, really enjoyed, and it's between the chicken and the pig. And Robin's going to go, the chicken and the pig? I don't remember that story. Well, I do, because it all involves breakfast. You know, if you have bacon and eggs for breakfast, let me tell you the difference. The chicken was involved, but the pig was committed. Are you involved in your success, or are you committed to your success? And I think sometimes we get confused about what it's going to take to succeed. And, you know, it goes back to you got to involve yourself. You got to involve yourself with self-development. You got to ask yourself, is your life a story worth telling? Does the story of your life touch the lives of others? What makes your life a story worth telling? It is not what you keep that makes your life a story worth telling. It's what you give away. It's not what you keep yourself, keep for yourself that people remember. It's what you give away to others. If you're not making someone else's life better, I mean, you're really just wasting your time. Ben Franklin once wrote, you know, I'd rather have it said he lived a useful life than he died rich. This is the way Benjamin Franklin lived his life. One example of his nature was that the invention of the Franklin stove. you know, while we were in St. Louis this weekend, I reminded Robin, instead of patenting the Franklin stove and keeping it to himself, Ben Franklin decided to share his invention with the world. Instead of seeing the world in terms of how much money he could make, Ben Franklin saw the world in terms of how many people he could help. To Benjamin Franklin, being useful was its own reward. Wealth, status, and possessions can be seductive, but they are not forms of fulfillment. Life was never meant to be measured by dollars and cents. To live a memorable life, you must touch the lives of others in a positive way, in a productive way. Invest in those around you. Invest in those you never see while investing in yourself. You know, relationships define who we are and, you know, what we can become. Success and failure can be predicted and determined by your relationships. Relationships either propel you forward and higher or drag you down into the depths of failure. Relationships reinforce our values, so be mindful of the values you project. Be very careful of the people you select to be around, and, you know, above all, be mindful of the values they project. Now, here are some relationship rules that, you know, that Jim Rohn taught us. You know, get along with yourself. The one relationship you will have until you die is the one with yourself. So get along with yourself. Value people. You cannot make another person feel important if you secretly feel that he or she is a nobody. And make the effort to form relationships. Loneliness is a result of a person who has served no one but themselves. Understand the rule of reciprocity. Over time, people come to share similar attitudes towards each other. Understand that what you give is eventually what you will receive. And most importantly, follow the golden rule, the timeless principle, treat others the way you want to be treated. Now, it doesn't always work, but when you treat people that way, you never have to make apologies. You know, living a life that counts is based upon what you make it. Decisions reap dividends years in the future, good or bad. Living a life containing a remarkable story is shaped by, you know, pivotal experiences, whether they're triumphs or tragedies. Our lives are molded by them. These experiences immerse us in emotions and challenge our convictions. We are defined not so much in the moment of experience itself as in our response to the experience. Do we quit or do we rebound? Do we blame or do we improve? Whatever the case, the experiences in our lives, you know, touch us. Pivotal moments come with a flood of emotions, like at St. Louis this weekend. At times, the pivotal moments are positive, and sometimes they're negative. But in St. Louis this weekend, for thousands of people, they were positive. St. Louis taught us to teach and counteract negative feelings. Learn to harness the momentum of positive emotions. There is tremendous power in the positive. Harness that power. You are the only one that determines if your life is a remarkable story worth telling. We all have the potential, you know, and it's up to us to create that story. I hope each one of you live a life that creates an impactful story that we can share on this program. After all, this program really is our way of giving back and sharing. We want the remarkable story of your life to be told here.
And a way to do that, remember, each week we'll be checking our mail at legacyforum@yahoo.com. Legacyforum@yahoo.com. You can contact us. If there's anything you'd like us to discuss on the Legacy Forum, most likely Harry will dig up some facts. He'll get into it for you guys. We'll always bring you some great tidbits, some ways to help you get out there and make somebody else happy. We're going to leave you tonight with Amy Hendrickson. We haven't had quite as much music tonight, so we're going to leave you with Amy Hendrickson, Rock Gods. Tune in next week on Legacy Forum. We're looking forward to hearing from you guys.
Life's born melancholy. It always surrounds me. not fun to dance to. It's worth the romance too. I've got to change it, rearrange it, and teach my rock how to roll. Here we go. Here we go, yeah. Well, I've been praying to the rock god. I'm gonna bring in the big dog. See if they can help me to groove. Well, I've been talking to Jimmy. Jive and Janitor, yeah. Spoke to Lennon too. The outtake girl, do your thing. Let it, we'll let it ring. Free the beast from the cage. Walker's music's divine. And it's a free state of mind. It means everything. Well, it's all I dream about. Well, it took me too long to figure it out. Okay, yes. Here we go, yeah. Well, I know that I'm not alone. I've got the bass and the horn. Well, the drum is on time. You got a drink, and I got a smile. If I can only remember the line. Well, it's all I dream about. Well, it's only a dream if you don't let it out. Okay, yes. Here we go, yeah. Well, I've been praying to the rock god. Gonna bring in the big dogs. See if they can help me to groove. Well, I've been talking to Jimmy. Jiving with Janice. So I spoke to Lennon too. The outtake girl, do your thing. Let it, we'll let it ring. Free the beast from the cage. All this music's divine. And it's a free state of mind. It means everything.